the Gowsum chieftain murmured to his shrews.
This ain't no fight to the death. We only need to slow them down until we can get to Redwall. Don't let any beast try to sneak by and surround us, or we'll be cut off.
Down the path the battle ensued, with Curder and Plug urging their creatures on. Both the princess and the silver fox were enraged that the force could make no headway against the efficiently organised band. Vorto dashed recklessly forward, but was repulsed by Logalog skilfully wielding his rapier. Nursing a slashed cheek, the Ratguard captain bumped into Curder.
Princess, how can they be retreating and beating us at the same time? He ain't right!
Curder pushed by him and slew a shrew with a sabre thrust.
See? They die same as any other beast. You turn back and I slay you too. Plug, where are you going? Come back, coward!
Leaning heavily on a cringing Prince Blad, the freebooter stumped off into the tree shelter, calling back to Curder.
I ain't going up again, Nate. Look!
They had fought almost up to the ramparts of Redwall Abbey. The battlements were thronged with young and old, flinging anything they could lay their paws upon. Abbot Apodemus stood out on the path, hurrying the remainder of the party inside.
Straight in, friends. Don't dawdle. You'll put up a brave fight there. Come on in.
He stood calmly until the last one, Skipper, was safe inside. Only then did Father Abbot deign to retreat.
Close the gates, Criculus. Gooch, you and I will see to those extra bars. Get the gate locked safe and tight.
Late evening faded to night over the vast acres of Mossflower Wood. Somewhere in the undergrowth, not far from the abbey, a missile thrush stirred. The bird's head moved slowly, taking in the view all around. It skipped from cover and winged its way swiftly up into the clean night air, leaving behind it the terrifying odour of cloying evil. Zasalis, the adder, had taken his fill of a Ratguard carcass. Now Harsax and Sestra were dealing with the remains. Serengo's crown slid back slightly on the giant adder's head as he watched the thrush slip off. Butting his brother and sister aside, Zasalis leaned his lower jaw on the broken Ratguard spear, letting his forked tongue slither caressingly over it.
Lots of new beasts crossing our paths.
Sestra lifted a head from the grisly meal.
Yes, lots.
The three bodies of the snakes wriggled pleasurably. Beyond where the mace of Serengo remained buried in their flesh, the dead serpent tails lay still, bound together and exuding their rotten odour.